Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the PYA Changemaker series. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and this week's Changemaker is director Ivan Salas. He is from EDES. It is a naval architecture and design firm in Palma de Mallorca. How are you?
Hi, Rhea. Thanks. Very well. Thanks. Yourself?
Good, good. Well, you've just gotten off the back of a very successful international boat show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Brilliant. It's been a pleasure to meet the people again and to connect. Absolutely.
Well, and that's ironically enough where we met. You were brought to my attention by another yacht designer. Now, what is it that makes you and sets you apart? You are making great strides in your design work towards a more sustainable future. Tell us a little bit about that and about your company.
Okay. I think the added value which we bring towards the design scene is that our experience lies with what we've done. So we've worked for technical offices in the past. We've been in the yacht building, at the shipyard, and on the refits, on the new builds. So what eight years ago when we established the company, we decided to put all of this together in a company and just offer designs which integrate that engineering expertise, that building expertise, that operating a yacht expertise, and put it together on design, because that's for us the start of everything. So we bring all that expertise, all that added experience into the actual design, which is the first step of any yacht build or any refit or any new project, basically.
Well, tell me about, you know, one of the things that really drew me to you was that you are working towards nuclear. And of course, that word, you know, sort of sets off alarm bells straight across the planet. But people don't really understand it when you talk about nuclear energy. Explain.
Yeah, it really is a very dramatic word. For us, I think the maritime industry in general is a very heavy consumer of energy. It requires energy to move large volumes. Yachts displace thousands and thousands of tons. They consume thousands and thousands of tons of fuel as well. So if you look around, the only truly sustainable future for the maritime industry lies in this type of energy, you know, production system. There's also, we're not saying that's the only technology available, but we are saying that when you look at the whole spectrum from manufacturing energy or fuels to transporting fuels to integrating these on ships, you know, this is possibly the one that has a brighter future. But history has really made a massive damage on the development of this technology. I mean, the projects which we are involved which are in the process of developing prototype reactors. These reactors are very safe. They have, I think it's a 2 or 3% residue after 25 years of use. These reactors are, you know, they are simple as they have a release valve. They don't have high pressures. They can't, they're very safe systems, and they cannot be weaponized, you know, because it's very difficult to get access to the radioactive material in its liquid form, you know. So if you take out the weaponization and you take out the risk factor, you end up with a beautiful, sustainable technology, largely available nowadays on Earth, you know. So this is what we're aiming for. We know it's a long road. We need to not only educate the industry, and we need to develop the technology together with the partners. We need to integrate these onto the ships. We need to work with international organizations. We need to work with the politics of each country. But you have to start somewhere. This has been ongoing for some time now. And we are in the middle of it, basically. And we're trying to make it happen too, you know.
Now, let me ask you, what kind of strides are being made in solar, in hydro, you know, and other forms of sustainable energy?
I think massive. I think there are companies which are really focused. We've seen the cruise industry adapting their propulsion systems to LNGs and dual fuels. So I think there's a massive step, positive step towards the reduction of emissions, which is super important. And now the question is, what's next step, you know? And I think it comes into a mixture of things, you know, as in how you operate your vessel, what technology you implement. I think you have to add all of these components together to end up towards a sustainable solution nowadays. You know, it's not only about integrating hydrogen, it's where does the hydrogen come from, how you transport it to the ship, and what is the impact on the volume that it has in the ship. So there's many factors on the design and the operational side which need to come into interplay, basically. But I think there's been some huge steps in many aspects, and I think we just need to keep developing new projects, integrating new technologies, learn from them, and continue the process. Absolutely.
Do you think if we continue the process with all these different types of fuel, that we could possibly see an end to the need for fossil fuels in the future?
Absolutely. And I mean, maybe not. Fossil fuels, absolutely. I think very soon we're going to see synthetic fuels come into the industry. We're going to see very intelligent fuels which can actually be created on land, in a sustainable manner. So I think that will be the first step towards reducing the consumption of fossil fuels. I think we're getting there, but I think there's still a lot of hard work left to reach our goals, basically.
So if you were to be a betting man, how long in the future do you think it's going to take before we actually see that?
Well, it's super difficult to answer that. I think the last few years has been very impactful because it's been a shift on our minds towards, which has had a consequence on the maritime industry. For example, the cruise line industry has suffered significantly, but that has made us change our consciousness and how we want to travel in the future. So that's had a very big impact and has reduced significantly already the emissions caused by a specific sector of the industry. So yeah, I think there's goals, there's 2030 goals on the emissions. There's already certain regions in the world which you cannot access unless you comply with certain regulations. So I think that there are already goals achieved. But to be completely zero completely emissions free and sustainable, I think we look in a 10, 15 years before we can, you know, tap ourselves on the shoulder and say we're not contaminating, you know.
Well, you know what, even 10 or 15 years for me, that's an exciting goal. And it's good to see that we are looking towards that, because if I had asked that same question a mere 3 or 4 years ago, there would have been no end in sight, essentially, because we hadn't made the strides that we've made in the past few years. So it's really exciting to see. I've got to say thank you ever so much for your information. And we're going to make sure to put your website down below this interview when we're done, just in case anybody wants to get in touch with you and see what kind of strides you're making and what the future looks like for yachting in general.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Ria.
Thank you. Once again, you've been listening to Director Ivan Salas. He is with EDES.com. He's naval architect and design firm. So it's been very informative for me as well. You've been watching another edition of Changemakers. My name is Ria. I am your host. We'll see you again next time.